Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Well, today is Thursday, the day traditionally dedicated by the Church to the Holy Eucharist. Let us fly with our minds and hearts to the closest Blessed Sacrament in a tabernacle to your house, to wherever you are. And let's ask our Lord for all of us listening to these homilies, for our health, that we stay healthy and faithful to the Lord. St. Mark tells us now from chapter 6 in the Gospel today that Jesus made a tour round the villages teaching. This was the usual thing of our Lord. He was and he is the way, the truth, and the life. And since he was the fullness of the truth and life, he was giving of his truth and of his life, sharing with the others in the same way as he shared the perfection of being and existence by creating us, by wanting us to be, to exist. Well, he also wants to teach. Then he summoned the 12 and began to send them out in pairs, giving them authority over the unclean spirits. And he instructed them to take nothing for the journey except a staff, no bread, no haversack, no coppers for their purses. They were to wear sandals, but he added, do not take a spare tunic. And he said to them, if you enter a house anywhere, stay there until you leave the district. And if any place does not welcome you and people refuse to listen to you, as you walk away, shake off the dust from under your feet as a sign to them. So our Lord here is sharing his authority to teach in the same line, sharing in being. That's why he created. He shared us with us the truth. That's why he was teaching, and he was also sharing with us his grace, his life. That's why we have this life of grace in us, nourished by the sacraments and prayer. And so we are Christians. With the apostles, he shared with them, and he sent them out with authority over unclean spirits. Well, that was what our Lord came here to do, to remove evil from the universe. Since the universe was surrendered to the devil's power, because its king and queen capitulated to the devil, right? During the initial sin, which we called original sin in paradise, in the Garden of Eden, they did not want to trust in God, so they disobeyed him because they trusted more in the word of the devil, the serpent. They would become like it was a sin of pride, a sin of self-belief, a sin of selfishness. They wanted to be the ones to dictate what was good and evil, because that's proper of God. To be God means to determine what is good and bad. And Adam and Eve bought into that lie. Well, God really wants us to become gods because we are children of God, right? But that is the good divinization. There is a bad divinization, and that's the path the devil laid out for them. So the whole universe was in darkness. So Jesus started sweeping and cleaning the work of redemption to bring back to Him, to God, the universe, starting with the salvation of man. And for this to happen, we have to learn what is essential, because He continues to instruct them to take nothing for the journey. Imagine that. Take nothing for the journey except a staff. No bread, no haversack, no coppers for their purses. So what will they use? What will they have? Anyone would complain. Aren't you sending us out? We should have some food. We should have some, you know, provisions. But the Lord prohibited them from having them. Not because He did not want them to eat. Not because He did not want them to have, a way of carrying things. What He wanted them to do with these instructions was to trust in the Lord Almighty. Since the first sin was the result of distrust, a distrust in God, the solution for our salvation would be to trust in God. And how do we trust in God? If we have everything, if we have all the resources, we will just be dependent on these resources. We will run to these resources, and we might easily forget about God. I mean, this is not a mystery. We already have our own experiences. We put God out. We postpone God. We trust. It's like a certain fear of missing out. So we dive into all the things that the world can offer. Why do we have to do that? We don't have to do that. Because what we can do is to trust in God, and He will give us what we need. Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta, just to cite an example, trusted in God like anything. Well, it's their policy as the missionaries of charity. They don't ask for money. They trust in God. Day-to-day existence, we trust in God. It's different from persons who live in the middle of the world. They get married, they raise a family, they have plans, right? And that's the way it is to be in the world. To raise a family, you need money, you need resources, you need security, you need education. For that, we have to have money. Of course, still the trust in God would have to be there, because life is full of difficulties, uncertainties, risks. But God will never leave them alone. God, we have to learn to trust in. And this is exercised, and this is improved in us. This trust in God improves in us during these tests. You know? And that God does not give us, you know, too much. So we have what we need, and many times they come at the last moment, so that we continue kneeling down, you know, and looking to God for everything. I don't know what happens to parents when their children start leaving the home. The home, and they have their own professions, they have their own sources of income, and because they do very well in their enterprises, they may tend to talk down to their parents, disrespect them. They make more pronounced their disagreements with them, because they they know, they have learned, they have their experiences to learn from. And the parents cannot tell them anymore because they're already grown-ups. You don't depend on your parents like you depended on them when you were a 10-year-old or a 20, even sometimes 20-year-old, you know, for tuition, NSDB scholar, nasa daddy ang bayad, something like that, right? Let's learn this lesson and to appreciate the crosses that we have so that we trust in God. That's all for now. Thank you for listening. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain forever. Amen. Ciao!